This is Indie Movie Cast. Yes, episode 45, I think.
Lost count.
Yeah, lost count. We're back.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Hi, friends. I'm Alex.
I'm Jay.
I'm Dominic.
And we're back. You thought it was dead. We read your comments. You were like, is it dead? The answer is no.
I thought the answer was maybe.
No, we're
maybe.
We're alive and kicking and we're back. Hi, it's Indie Movie Cast. And we're still around. We're still Ultimatum Pictures and we're still in Albuquerque making movies. Where have we been? I guess is the question. And the answer
may surprise you.
I don't know. So where do we leave you guys off? I think our last show went something about Final Cut Pro.
Was that our last show?
Yeah. Final Cut Pro.
Final Cut Pro sucks.
Yeah. Well, there's a few comments on that episode in the Indie Movie Cast site that I
let's address them.
Well, we always say we read the comments, and it said one guy anonymous said FCP was never a good editor, and nothing has changed.
Ooh,
it's negative.
That's an avid.
Ouch.
Fan.
Another anonymous person said, is Indie Movie Cast dead in the water, or are you guys going to be coming back with new episodes soon? That was back on September 15th. It's well into October now.
Yeah. It's been a whole month since that comment's been asked.
So that show came out on June 30th, 2011. Back in June, we were...
Wow, June?
Yeah, we made that movie Stump. We were...
Stump.
Yeah, and we were headed into the summer. We had big plans for ourselves and what happened. So July came and July and so Indie Movie Cast and Final Cut Pro came out and Breaking Bad went out of production kind of all at the same time. So in July I found myself unemployed. I think you did too, Dominic.
Yep. In Plain Sight had finished as well.
In Plain Sight finished as well. In July I kind of binged. I went to New York and I drank a lot.
Yeah, I drank
perfect.
A lot, but not New York.
And then we went to L.A., and we went there because Le Americano was featured in the L.A. Shorts Fest.
Yep, I remember that. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun, yeah. We went over there, and everyone was surprised that our movie was a 48 movie, and people really seemed to like it. We met some cool friends.
Yeah, and we met somebody. We met one of our fans, actually.
Yes, we met someone that turned out to be a fan. We met Neil over there. And he came up to me saying, "Hey, you're Alex from Indie Movie Cast," and I was like, "Oh my God, who are you?" And it turned out he was Neil. He was the one that made Cataplexy, which is
pretty cool.
Which is the movie that which is that short that did really well, and beat Hibiscus in the National Film Challenge last year.
Yes, and we called it cute. It was a cute movie.
Yeah, apparently one of us called it cute.
Indie Movie Cast Flashback.
Well, so we didn't win the top prize, unfortunately. The top prize went to this movie called Cataplexy, which is this movie kind of made by this New Mexico dude. This guy used to live in New Mexico or something.
Well, something, I guess. I guess he's from Rio Doso.
Mm-hmm.
And moved to L.A.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good movie.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and then...
It's cute.
Okay, it was Jay. Jay called it cute. Ha ha ha. I thought it was me.
But anyway, it turned out that he was a fan of the show, and he said that our show got him prepared to do the NFC.
Which is pretty cool. Like, he actually took notes from our what-to-do list.
That's and amazing.
Followed them to beating us.
Somehow,
so awesome.
Somehow we give great advice. If only we could follow our own advice.
Yeah, so he took our advice and he beat us in that contest. And this year we're not even doing the NFC. Well, anyway,
no.
So it was really cool meeting him. We said we'd have him be a host on the show sometime, but then we stopped doing shows. But
we'll still get him on.
Yeah, so it was really cool meeting him. It was cool meeting some other people, and the LA Shorts contest kind of had me realize something. I really, you know, we did a show a while ago about short film and why even do it. You know, what's the point? Who's going to watch it? Remember that episode, guys?
I sure do.
Vaguely.
Yeah, well, I kind of realized that being a short filmmaker is it's for other short filmmakers. Let me explain. Like, I drove by a car show the other day, like a local car show where people bring their fancy cars and they line them up and they look at each other's cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of realized that everybody at the car show was other car show people. They were other car owners. And they basically show it off to each other.
Right. Makes sense.
And I think that's what being a short filmmaker is. You kind of make films for other filmmakers. The only people that go to film festivals for short films are other people who are in the festival. And
yeah.
And everybody's kind of the same. Everybody thinks that they're a little bit better than the person next to them. Everybody is real excited to be there, and they kind of, you know, want to win something, and we're kind of in this boat together, and everybody watches each other's films. We admire each other's films, and it was really cool. And I kind of realized that. And going into the future, if I make another short film, it's going to be with that audience in mind. I think you should be making films for other filmmakers if you make short film.
That's not always the case. Sometimes.
That's my conclusion. Well, not always the case, but...
You know, we did a screening where we showed a bunch of our short films, and the first night, you know, was dedicated to all our friends and family, but then the next night was to a completely new audience, and they all came, and they were all brand new people. Do you remember that screening back in February, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and you know, but that was a special thing that we did. I mean, in film festivals and things like that. The most you can do besides getting to a short film festival is have your short be played over in front of a movie, a longer movie, and that gets a lot of viewing. Otherwise, no one's really going to see it unless you also have shorts in the film festival, is my point.
Okay.
So... I came to that realization, and I think I wrote the last short film I ever want to make.
There you go.
Ever.
This is something that we're going to shoot later this year, hopefully. But between now and then, that was the end of June, and that was the end of July. And then in August, I don't know, Jay, you and I got a job on the most indie movie ever.
Super indie.
Being in the movie business, you kind of just get a call and you have to start work the next day because they need somebody right away. I got this call for this movie called The Banshee Chapter, which was a super, super indie $500,000 3D horror film.
Yeah, 3D.
3D.
Horror film for $500,000.
Yeah, and so... And they were basically screwed. They were getting rid of another location manager that basically did nothing, and they needed to replace her, and they called me. And, you know, this kind of job is, you know, when you get a job on an indie movie, you're usually making less than you make, you know, on Breaking Bad or something like that.
But you get a higher position.
But you get a higher
position.
That's
a trade-off.
Yeah, so this is my first gig as a location manager, and they wanted to bring me on as a location manager, basically with a week and a half to find almost every location in the movie, and they didn't want to give me any help, and and everything was telling me not to take this job, but these people were really nice, and I took the job. And so I basically worked a month as location manager on this crazy $500,000 movie, and Jay, you were brought on as the assistant editor.
I sure was, and that was through you.
How'd that come about?
Well, I was actually helping you. I was your intern in locations.
I was allowed to have an intern.
Yeah. I was your intern, and then you got an email from the production coordinator, one of the producers, asking if any of the crew knew somebody who could be an assistant editor and that they needed to know Avid. I didn't know Avid, but somehow I went in, talked to people, and got the job.
Yeah. I said, hire Jay. And Jay put in his resume. And it was really exciting. They gave you the position.
Yeah.
So you served as assistant editor this indie movie.
Yeah. And it was not an easy gig.
Oh, did you learn what it's like to work in the movies?
It was...
It's not all glitz and glamour, is it?
No, it's not. Here's the moral of the story. If you're gonna make a $500,000 movie in 3D, invest some time, thought, and possibly some money into your post process and how it's gonna be done and handled. It was a little tricky.
Well, you know, as all indie movies do, they try to do things for nothing. And they basically skipped sending the movie through a post house for conversion purposes, and instead they hired you.
Correct.
And you didn't know how to do that.
Well, nobody. Nobody knew how to do it. Nobody. Like,
not even the editor.
The editor, none of the crew, nobody knew how to do it. And then there was a day where the producer comes up to me, because I'm already converting for the editor footage of just the left eye footage, because there's a left and a right eye, so you basically you have two video files.
So there's two cameras,
two epic cameras.
Red cameras, and
two
one
epic
of them shooting into a mirror,
right.
And the other one shooting forward.
Something like that. Anyway, one image comes in upside down, the other image comes in upside down and flipped, and then I gotta flip all those images, yada yada. But producer came up to me one day, and you know, this was about a week into me giving, you know, the editor footage, and he's already editing stuff, and says, "Can we try to figure out this 3D thing? How can we make this 3D?" And then I had to go come home, and luckily Dominic here helped me out with the process. We spent 12 hours trying to figure out how to convert footage for 3D. But
you figured it out, right?
We figured it out, and then we learned that the production neither had the equipment or the manpower to do it.
Yay!
But you got through it, and that's what movie making is all about.
That's what learning's all about.
Yeah, you step into a job, you go in way over your head, and then you figure it out. And that's what I did as location manager. I really came in way over my head as well, and I don't know.
But you've had like 7 years of prep for it.
Well, more like five or six years.
5 or 6 years of prep, that's still pretty
well,
good.
Well, anyway, yeah, it wasn't my first roller coaster, or my first...
Rodeo.
It wasn't my first rodeo. But it was my first in this position, and I really, I should have assisted on an assistant, I think. There was a lot to do and not much time to do it. And then they casted me in the movie as well,
yep.
Which was ridiculous. They gave me, the producer asked me to audition for a role, and it was actually kind of a big role. He had me audition. And then they gave me the part, and I had to somehow location manage the show while acting in it. So I had to find a replacement for me for those acting days. And yeah, I acted in a horror movie, which was crazy.
Good stuff.
It's not your first rodeo in that as well.
I handled the
dailies.
Well,
it totally was my first rodeo.
Fright. Don't forget about Fright.
Your movie we did in 2004 in your movie theater does not count.
It's online.
That doesn't count.
It certainly does.
No, this was a real role. I'm SAG eligible now.
Okay.
I had 4 days of a speaking role in this movie with that guy from True Blood.
They're only real roles if you become SAG eligible.
Yeah. and so I'm that now. So that happened, and that just took up all of August and part of September and most of September, and we finally got out of that a few weeks ago, huh, Jay?
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a relief because
I saw the movie.
Yeah, you saw a cut.
I saw the cut.
How was I in it?
You were amazing, Alex.
No, seriously, how was I?
You're okay.
I didn't know what I was doing. I don't think
they gave you enough prep, because didn't you have to do it like first day of shooting and you weren't prepared for that?
Okay, it was the first week of shooting, and they brought me on for the second day. No, the first day of shooting. Yeah, that was the first day of shooting. First day of shooting, I did my first scene. And then the next 2 days of shooting were on my first big location.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, why did I do that? But anyway, I pulled it off. They were very happy with my performance. I don't know. I've yet to see it.
Right.
But
Ruh-roh.
But it should be in 3D.
Oh, when's the premiere for this? When's the crew screening?
I don't know. They want to do it at South by Southwest. I don't know. We'll see if these people ever contact me again. But if anything, Jay and Dom, I've really learned a lot about what it takes to make an indie feature film. And it seems even more possible to me than ever for us to actually be in the position that these people were in and producing a $500,000 movie with stars, with every intention of seeing a release.
And the trick is, one of them has to make it big.
well, one of the group.
So the trick is one of us have to make it big, so right. as to
exactly
because one of the producers on it, I don't know if I can say, but
well, one of the producers is in a production company with a famous actor,
yeah,
and it's a famous actor's production company. And
they all went to school together, so I think that's the trick.
Well, no, it's not actually. It might be, but the trick is to get money for it. And these people got their money from a German investor. They got it from a dude who invests in movies. And he, I don't know if that production company with the famous actor's name attached has anything to do with it. Had anything to do with it? It may have, but really he. I met the German guy, and he was into the script. He was really excited about making a horror movie. And the director's advice to me in getting a movie funded was making a genre pick, is how he put it. You know, and I said, like, well, what genre? And he said, well, like horror. You know, these genres sell. These genres always sell. Even if your movie's terrible, you know, these genres usually... you know, make the money for the investor. And the investor, you know, if he makes a movie for $500,000, it sells for $1 million and it gets put on DVD for Netflix. You know, that's all you need, right?
Again.
Basically.
Yeah, but I think this is one of those cases of easier said than done.
Easier said than done, and it wasn't easy for them either. They worked for a long time to get this movie made, and it took them about a year in just trying to get it financed. And he said it was kind of like a full time job just doing that. And so, you know, I say that this next film might be my last short because I think it's time to really try to make features, and I'm going to start to write features with the intention on having them made and having them invested in by investors and going from there. And that's my new plan in life in the movie side. I'm also a cartoonist now.
One of Alex's many get-rich-quick schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going into comedy.
And comedy.
Stand-up.
Stand-up comedy, everybody.
Well, I'm just going into stand-up comics. I'm already a movie star, and I figure it's just
there you
a
go,
natural
guys.
Transition.
You see what happens?
Vanity right
you
there.
You see what happens?
But, yeah. So, anyway, in a nutshell, wait. We made another movie, didn't we, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did.
We did.
Yeah, after all that, and after...
Well, we made another movie, and we finished one.
This
yes.
is true. Well, yeah, everybody, well, everybody was working. I was and am still unemployed. So if
good
anybody's listening, yeah, I need a job. But now during my time off, we finished a movie that we did a year ago as a camera test. And you can see that now online, but it's called MVW.
Well,
Man versus Woman.
If you're listening to the show a year ago, you heard the making of MVW.
Yeah, you did.
Well, that movie hit a standstill because we had no one to do the music, and we kind of just got busy, and a year goes by,
right.
And this is what happens when you make movies that aren't 48, so you never finish them, right, guys?
Not true.
Well, it seems that way sometimes, and it took a while, but yeah, Dominic, you got it arranged. You found someone to do the music.
Yes, we got that done.
His name was Andy. He did a great job.
Andy Gabris.
Technically, I found him.
Jay found him. Dominic, I don't know. I don't know the story.
Well, it was a joint effort.
It was a joint effort.
Jay had met him at IndieQ, which is like a indie meeting place for everybody. And then I contacted him, and we started putting together a sample track for the movie. And then he took it from there and made it his own. So it was pretty cool.
Really talented guy. Alex will put up the show notes of his website. I don't know what it is.
Oh, sure. And so the movie got finished. The MVW is done. We did an internet premiere a few days ago, and it seems to have gotten a good response. What do you guys think?
People love it.
People like it.
Yeah, it turned
it's
out
fun.
It turned
it's
out
fun.
Really funny.
It's goofy.
So so please check that out. It's online, and we're gonna try to submit it to stuff. I guess maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Get it out there. But it's our little action pick, and it's cool. And then we did another 48, right?
Was it a 48? Well, yeah, I guess it was.
It was a 48, but not the 48 people that we've been talking about for.
So after Stump, everyone comes up to me going, "We're done with 48. So I'm done with this. We're done with 48."
It's because everybody got burnt because like Stump was such a
colossal. It was a good movie, but
and then Dion finds a new 48 that's not the 48. It's being put on by the Producers Guild, the Producers Union, and it's a weekend shorts contest, and it pretty much rips off the 48.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-minute movie, and they tell you some categories, and you have to go and get it done and upload it to them in time. And everyone got real excited for it. It has celebrity judges, and so we decided to do another 48.
But nothing's been judged on it yet, right?
No, not yet, no.
Not yet, we don't know.
So we were assigned to make a Halloween... So this movie... this movie contest was all in memory of this producer named
Deborah Hill.
Deborah Hill, who produced like all the John Carpenter movies of the 80s, like Halloween and Escape from New York. And she was the head of the Producers Guild forever, and she's dead. And so they decided to do this. And all the judges have been in her movies, and it's like Jamie Lee Curtis and Steve Buscemi and that crazy lady from In Plain Sight and... Leslie Ann Warren.
Oh yeah, Leslie Ann Warren.
And then, and has celebrity judges, and it was different than the 48 that we all know and love and don't love sometimes, and and so we decided to do it, and so in honor of Deborah Hill, the movie had to have a Halloween theme. It had, like, the movie Halloween, I guess, it had to be about escape, or I don't know.
A couple other things
like escape.
And it had three props.
And then it had three props, a chestnut, a knitting needle, and a cassette tape. And it had to be told in 5 minutes. And I had another cool location that I got off of the Banshee chapter. And we decided to make a post-apocalyptic biblical movie thing called Eden.
Eden.
Sweden.
And it was a pretty successful shoot, I think, as far as getting the movie written, made, and edited and everything. We actually got through it pretty smooth. We didn't have too many major hangups. We got it in early for
got
once.
In early.
For
early,
once.
Yes.
I mean, it was the first time ever in the 11 times we've done this that we've ever gotten
it
early.
Yeah, after we submitted it, we're kind of just standing around going, well, this is weird.
Yeah, so and so we got it in, and Joey directed it, and it's a pretty interesting movie. So we're going to put together a director's cut of that, and we're going to put it out to you guys.
For your face.
Arguably, it's our best movie since Sage's Vidalon.
Arguably, yeah.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, so anything we should talk about that shoot, guys? I don't know. Anything different for us? I mean, we're kind of a well-oiled machine when it comes to that stuff. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, this one went really smooth, and all the compliments we've been getting from it have been, technically, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, in the end, the movie doesn't make any sense. And it's because there was a lot of exposition thrown into 5 minutes, and things kind of got shuffled around. And so people really don't get it when they see it, but it comes off as very abstract.
Abstract, but well done. So people are kind of like, what did
but
I just watch?
It's not like people are bored. They're very compelled. And I don't know. It might go far in this competition, especially after seeing some of the other films in it.
The other ones are, yeah.
But, cute. You know, we're ultimatum. We always lose.
Certainly.
Oh, pish posh.
Oh, pish posh, right.
But what we win is friendship and
love,
learning.
Passion.
That's
for,
worth so
for,
much more. And memories.
Yeah, yeah. Memories.
I feel like I lose a friend every movie.
You do.
It's true. He does.
Every movie we make, somebody's out. Never working with Alex again. Goodbye.
Yeah. If we do win any more of these 48s, I think that's why we have to stop. We won't have anybody but
we'll
us.
We'll have friends left.
It'll be just us three.
I don't know. I know we've said this before, but I'm pretty much done except for the local one. The local one in June is kind of like our little get together. We love doing it. But other than that, NFCs, these other things, go greens. I can't do it, guys. It's taking years off my life. It really is. We all want to make other movies, and we can't make them if we keep doing these competitions, because they only last a weekend, but they last us weeks. It takes us weeks to prepare, it takes us weeks of director's cuts and whatever we need to do, and the movie, you know, and it's not like we're working on other stuff in between.
Correct.
You know, so, you know, I'm always down for the local one. I think Ultimatum should be in it always because we are so famous there.
Famous.
We're the famous losers.
Yeah, we're the notoriously famous losers. Yeah, so, but as far as the other ones, the NFC is this weekend. I wish everybody, or was last weekend or whatever.
This weekend. This coming weekend.
I wish everybody good luck in the National Film Challenge. I wish those Cataplexy guys great luck if they're in it, but this would be the first year in 3 years that Ultimatum is not a part of it.
It's true.
So good luck.
Good luck to our homies, Trifecta and Heatstroke, because they're kind of merging to do it this year.
So they're making some dream teams, and
there's some
Albuquerque influence out there in the NFC, but it's not from us this time. So best of luck to the Albuquerque teams, and best of luck to every team. We're not in it. Not have to worry about that one, right, guys? I don't know. How do you feel about that? Actually, I don't care at all. I'm so glad we're not doing
it. It's kind of really.
Yeah, if we didn't do this PGA one last month, I'd probably feel a little worse about it. But since we did it last month, no, there's no chance in hell I am doing the NFC this year.
Yeah. I'm helping a little bit on the Trifecta one, but nothing major. Not doing much. Just doing some post sound.
You're gonna help with the sound mix. Yeah.
Post sound mix.
Good luck to you, Jay. Your team will probably win everything.
I hope we win. Best sound design.
And you'll go to some cool Filmapalooza without
Taos.
All right. Well, I think that's it. You know where we've been doing. I'm sorry the podcasts haven't been churning out, but we'll get them out to you as we can. The show is not dead.
No,
we are alive and kicking. We're still making movies, and we'll still keep you posted. And we'd love to hear from you. If you guys got anything going on, let us know. As usual, IndieMovieCast.com, IndieMovieCast Facebook. Now let's go on to Schmollywood, and let's go to Think How I Think.
Think How I Think.
All right. Okay, Think How I Think. Well, I didn't want to do a Schmollywood because who cares, man? Transformers 4. What's going on in Schmollywood? Anything?
Star Wars 3D.
Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Javier Bardem and James Bond.
Blah, blah, blah.
Jay, Topic Update of the Week.
Nothing's been released since
blah,
our last
blah,
podcast.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Let's go to Think How I Think. Now, you know, we kind of missed the whole summer when it came to our review, so I think we should give one-sentence reviews to every movie we've seen since the last movie we reviewed, which was Super 8 and Pirates and all that, okay?
Wow, I'm going to not know a lot of these.
Okay, so if you saw the movie, I want a one-sentence review.
One sentence, okay.
Okay, ready? Green Lantern.
Looked shitty, didn't watch it.
Didn't see it.
I sat through the whole thing, but it was ultimately awful. Okay. Cars 2.
Didn't see it.
Worst Pixar movie since ever. It was awful.
Worse than Up?
No, it's so much worse than Up. It was garbage. It was like Mater is trying to be a secret agent, and I couldn't even like sit through it. I hated it. All right, sorry. That was more than one sentence.
More than one.
Mm-hmm. One sentence, please.
Okay, Transformers Dark Side of the Moon. Dark of the Moon.
Entertaining, but not a really good movie.
The building falling was really cool to watch.
The building falling was the only thing cool to watch in an otherwise mess of a garbage movie.
Okay, that was close to breaking that one line.
Larry Crown, anybody?
Nope.
Neither have I. Horrible Bosses, anybody?
Nope.
Actually, pretty funny. I was surprised that I laughed as much as I did.
Thought it was funny, thought it was dark. Wasn't really much of either one. I preferred Bad Teacher.
I didn't see Bad Teacher.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Not as good as the book, but fun. It was cool, I guess.
A nice ending to a worldwide phenomenon.
I thought it was completely awesome. Besides usual things that annoy me, I absolutely was blown away by a lot of things, and I was pleased with it, ultimately.
The dragon looked really cool.
Epilogue sucked.
The epilogue sucked in the book. They did their best.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Captain America, the First Avenger.
Didn't see it.
Surprisingly good.
The first three-fourths of the movie were surprisingly good. The last one-fourth was pretty bad because the villain was undeveloped, and I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, nothing really happened at the end.
But it started out good. Okay, Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, God, that was horrible. Piece of...
I don't like it.
You like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, it was total garbage, a disgrace to the movie making in New Mexico. How's that one? God, I haven't liked much. This is the year of garbage we're talking about, right?
Garbage.
Yeah.
I bet we could pinpoint a lot of movies you don't like, though. You're a pretty harsh critic.
Okay. Crazy Stupid Love. Anybody?
Nope.
The Smurfs. Anybody?
Nope.
Hell no.
Attack the Block.
That was entertaining.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Best movie of the year. I loved it completely. Best alien movie since I don't know what. And this was what J.J. Abrams and Jon Favreau tried to do with their alien movies and completely failed at.
Not really the best movie of the year.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's okay.
Yeah, I was so excited.
He was very excited.
Yeah, I love that movie. Attack the Block. If you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for?
All right, that's more than one line.
The Change Up.
No, didn't see it.
Oh, utter horse shit.
Completely, completely, embarrassingly bad. Thought it was funny, I guess, in its own... never mind, I hated it. I can't even think of a sentence.
That's way past the sentence.
Yeah, I hated it. That's my sentence.
Okay.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That was great. That
best
was
movie of the year.
Best movie of the year.
Better than Attack the Block.
I loved it.
I really liked it. It started out being really annoying with the CGI, but it turned into something where I didn't even care because it was so cool. You should see Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was good.
Great. Those are very long one lines you're doing.
The Help, anybody? No?
No.
Final Destination 5, anybody?
No.
Conan the Barbarian, anybody?
No.
Fright Night, anybody?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
And I thought it was pretty entertaining for what it was, you know? It could have been even more action-packed, but I liked it.
I worked on that movie, but haven't seen it yet.
What?
Haven't seen.
Spy Kids.
Nope.
Our Idiot Brother.
Nope.
Nope.
Apollo 18.
Nope.
Nope.
Contagion.
That was a slow movie, but really well played.
I didn't see it.
Really liked it?
I mostly liked it.
Drive.
not action-packed like I thought it was going to be, but I liked it.
I know what Alex is going to say about it, so before he says it, I'm going to say I really liked the movie, and I thought it was a nice little film noir.
One line, Alex. One line.
I hated it because I hated the main character. I didn't get if he was supposed to be tough or if he was supposed to be a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know if he was supposed to have superpowers. He beat up that guy in the elevator, and that scene was stupid, and I just didn't get it. I didn't get what I was supposed to be feeling through the whole movie, and at the end of it, it just ended so stupid I can't even fathom. I wanted to like it, but I didn't.
That was a run-on sentence.
Let's keep that set a minimum.
And there, midway through, you had like a Hispanic accent. It was really weird.
Is that true?
Yeah. Watch. When you edit this later, you'll be like, what did I do there?
Holmes? Swell your roll, Lupe.
Okay. Red State, anybody?
Nope.
No.
50-50, anybody?
No.
Ides of March, Real Steel, Human Centipede 2?
No.
Footloose, The Thing?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, this is the year of garbage.
I wanted to see The Thing. Damn it, I forgot that came out.
It's being horribly reviewed, and it's supposed to be horrible.
One movie that I missed, and maybe people can write on our page about, but Another Earth. I really wanted to see that movie.
Where's that? And it's not even on my list here.
You skipped it because it wasn't in bold.
Oh, really? Another Earth?
Yeah, that, if we want to learn from a indie filmmaker, he made that for I don't even know how much, and it just won a bunch of awards and got distributed.
What's that about?
It's science fiction, another Earth Fox Searchlight. Oh, cool. We can check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. This is truly the year of garbage, I think. Even the Pixar movie. I think Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Attack the Block are the two best movies of the year. You know, I think Drive, I mean, I can see why people might think it's kind of cool, and I could see why people like it if they're really into Ryan Gosling, but ultimately it has no story and it has no point. And I tried to
It has a story.
There's a story there.
All right, there's a story, but it has no point.
Lots of movies don't have a point.
Yeah, like Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
I never saw that.
We reviewed that the last show.
I know.
But guys, that is our quick show, just to prove that we're still alive and we're still kicking and we still love you, and we're going to put out podcasts as soon as we can on a more regular basis. Right, Jay?
I'm looking forward to Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
Really? What's coming out this winter?
Oh, God. All right. It's the second half of the year, in the year of garbage. Paranormal Activity 3,
Gross.
Three Musketeers, Johnny English Reborn.
No.
Margin Call, which is the same production team as The Banshee Chapter.
Gross.
Is that a documentary or a movie?
It's a movie. Puss in Boots.
No, thank you.
Tower Heist.
Ugh.
Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. J. Edgar.
Yes.
Happy Feet 2.
A little late.
Twilight.
Gross.
The Muppets.
Yay. Yes. That's kinda, I am looking forward to that.
Tinker, whatever that Spielberg, Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, that looks good. Tin Tin? I saw the latest trailer for that. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah. Alvin and Chipmunks.
Bullshit.
Alvin and Chipmunks Chipwrecked. Sherlock Holmes 2.
Ugh.
Mission Impossible 4.
Ugh.
Girl Dragon
cool.
Tattoo.
That looks okay.
I want to see that.
And The War Horse.
All of those.
Yeah. I'll see it, but doesn't
He's not going to like it.
No, it's just the... What? Eh. I get nothing from that trailer. Nothing.
It's a teaser trailer, Donna.
No, it's nothing.
It's the year of garbage, guys. We're in the middle of the year of garbage. Anyway, guys, thanks again. And thank you to all our Facebook fans. A special thank you to you folks. We hit 1,000 fans this week.
1,010.
About time.
1,013, last I checked.
Nice.
So... it was a long haul. We've had that Facebook account longer than we've had our website.
Yeah,
It took a while, but it's great. We get a few hundred new fans a year, and it seems like we're just going to keep getting more, and it's really cool, and we're really happy about that. It's really all that we have, because we don't have really many awards to show for Ultimatum, but we do have Facebook fans.
Yay, Facebook fans.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does this go?
Until next time.
No. Indie Movie Cast.
Indie Movie Cast was put into the
public domain in 2011.
No, you guys don't even know.
No.
Thanks very much for listening. Please visit IndieMovieCast.com, and we welcome comments, questions, and suggestions there or at the Indie Movie Cast Facebook. So please log on and contribute.
And remember,
we don't just talk the talk to see the movies we've made. Log on to ultimatumpictures.com or the Ultimatum Productions Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Public domain.
Until next time, I'm Alex.
I'm the bird.
I'm Dominic.
Indie Movie Cast was put into the public domain in 2011. The podcast for indie movie makers by indie movie makers.
What?
By Ultimatum Pictures. See you next time.
Good night.